You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Welcome to the Purple Project Podcast. Role reversal. This is Alex Aiden. Usually it's Eddie that begins the podcast, but it is me beginning the podcast. It doesn't mean Eddie's not here. Eddie is still here. But I'm going to be the one asking questions today. So a little bit of a change. Hope everybody's having a great week. Had a great bye week. With K-State off, I was able to actually watch some college football stress-free. I know that I sure was able to do that. But, Eddie, usually it's you bringing me in the pod. I am now bringing you in the pod tonight. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Alex, I am not too bad, sir. Not too bad. Yeah, K-State off, stress-free. Now getting back into things there with K-State football. But, yeah, I'm doing all right on this Monday evening. Been a little bit busy, but relaxing and now getting back on the podcast. Yep.
Well, Eddie, while this is going on, Monday Night Football, because we're recording on Monday, and Monday Night Football is going on, and of course, I'm in a tight fantasy football battle, and so I've got the Seahawks defense. It is a close game, and so I am monitoring at the corner of my eye Monday Night Football to see if the Seahawks defense loses me my fantasy matchup this week. So fingers crossed, boy. They do not. I have not had a good string of fantasy luck lately, so I definitely need one to break my way. But yeah, Eddie, you mentioned that tomorrow we will have a podcast on K-State basketball. Lots of the breakdown there. They've got their schedule release 5 weeks from today. Again, recording this on Monday night. 5 weeks from today, they will be playing USC. And then before that, they'll be playing Emporia State. So that is right around the corner, so we'll have more on that tomorrow. But going to do a little bit of left turn this evening, speaking with Eddie, and actually going to veer away from K-State. You're going to talk a little bit about Eddie and his marathon. Eddie, you made fun of me when I said you like running or jogging. I can't remember what I said on a past podcast. It was not the correct vernacular. But we're going to talk about Eddie and his running track. We're gonna roll with it. It's a joke at this point.
It's called EG3 Running Adventures. I go with that. But
oh, there you go. Okay, so everyone giving me crap for calling it running. Hey, you know, hey. Eddie's running. it is definitely your running travels, and we talked about it on one of the last podcasts, Eddie, that you were going to attempt to run in the Boston Marathon in 2024. I know that you got news that will not be happening this upcoming year in 2024. I told you it's just a matter of time. But kind of what are your thoughts on that, Eddie? And kind of how did that whole process play out?
Yeah, so just to give ladies and new listeners and current listeners a heads up. Yeah, so I'll try to put this in a little bit of summarization terms. But all right, so how I got into this process was back in June, right? Grandma's Marathon was one of the more popular events to get into Boston, right? So was able to, this was actually my first BQ ever. 3:02:48, 3 hours and 2 minutes, to simplify it for those who are new to the show. Back in June, up Grandma's Marathon, for those who don't know, that's in Duluth, Minnesota. Very beautiful. It was my first time being in Minnesota, period. And I met you on this podcast multiple times to this point of the year. One of my favorite moments, memories from this entire year. It was supposed to be a solo trip turn into a group outing / event. And I had a blast, had a total blast, ended up running a BQ there. So 3:02, right? So now that put me in a position where I could put my time in for to try to get into this upcoming year's, well, not this year, 2024, April, Boston, right? So first off, there were Boston Athletes of Association, sent out an email saying you can put your time in before the actual application to make sure everything's good, right? So everyone had an opportunity to do that. So I did that just to make sure everything was I was in the clear, okay? So, and this was back in August, right? So I did that the first week, put it in. I did not hear back from the BAA until the final day of August, and I got the email saying, boom, you're good. You are officially good to apply to try to get yourself into 2024 Boston Marathon, right? All right, so a few weeks later, the registration opens up. It opened up back at September 11th through the 15th. Did that, went through the whole process, and I'm a rookie in this process. This is my first time ever putting an application, first time ever, right, putting together or filling out an application, right? So did all that, and then I think it was that Friday that we all got the notification that a lot of applicants applied. And this was the first time since really pre-COVID that we had that Boston had all these applicants, right? It was a record of applicants.
That's true. Good point.
33,058 exactly was the number that they have announced because pre-COVID it was like less than 20,000. And then last year, because look, last year and the year before, they let everybody in, right? So this year,
which is not the norm for them.
Mm-hmm. And I did my little research while in this process, right? So the field the field size is supposed to be like 30,000, right? But they only let in like around 20,000, which is crazy to me, absolutely mind-boggling. So all right, so there was that. So and the BAA announced that, all right, we will give you back results in 3 weeks, right? The announcement caught me, well, not this one, but the next one kind of caught me off guard. The following week, we get an announcement saying, well, it's going to be less than that because everybody's not going to get in. They made that, I think it was, this was on the same day. So they made the announcement that, oh, well, you know, we have all these applicants and we're not going to let everybody in this round, right? So, okay, so this changes the game a little bit. So this is not, I mean, we didn't know what was going to happen, right? And I've heard for the last several years, right, about Boston, how it's tricky to get in. You need to run faster than the actual qualifying standard. Okay, so, and then a couple of weeks later, well, actually a week later, last week, they announced the cutoff time to get into Boston, and they announced it to five. So, okay, let me back up real quick. For example, right, let's see, I'm going to use the 18 to 34, right, age group. They have to run under 3 hours to qualify. 5:25 was the cutoff. So basically, you are subtracting that from the actual standard. So 3 hours for an 18-year-old, right? You now have to run a 2:55, 2 hours and 55 seconds or faster to get in, right? And for me, which adds up, well, I had to run under 3:05, 3 hours and 5 minutes. I did that. I did what I had to do in Minnesota, which 3:02. And look, luckily this podcast was not recorded when this happened because
it would have been
an X-rated podcast for sure, because look, I listened to one of my running podcasts, which was my very first running podcast that I ever listened to, and I still listen to it, called the Running Rogue podcast, hosted by Chris McClung. Shout out to those guys.
Title. Yeah. That's a fantastic podcast title.
Yeah. And they're actually located in Austin, Texas. So I actually listened to their post-Boston episode as well. And Chris McClung, he's a coach as well, and he has to endure the disappointments as well. He was also disappointed with all the results as well. Some of his athletes got in, but majority of his athletes did not because of the changeup with the Boston Athletes Association with this whole time standard situation. And when I looked at that, when I heard that announcement, first off, 5:25, my heart was broken. I immediately sunk. There's a possibility that I might miss it this round. So I missed it by 2.5 minutes. And there were people, and there was a Reddit. I was pulled into that. There was a page on Reddit that had like Boston Marathon chat, whatnot. So I was looking at that, and they were, I mean, I missed it by 2 minutes, which was definitely frustrating and still a little bit irritating to this point as we're sitting recording this pod 9:45. But there are other people that missed it by 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And there's a host of people on that Reddit thread, right, that had somebody had a 2:55 and missed it. So, yeah, it's just mind-boggling that those folks, you know, those guys, gals, all the people that are pissed off about missing it this year. And I feel honestly I still should be going, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, when you put the fate in the damn BAA, you know, it's out of your hands. It's out of your hands, because once they made that announcement, when I saw that time, my heart immediately sunk to the floor. Like, I don't think it's going to happen this round. So definitely a tough pill to swallow from that aspect there. And from where I'm sitting at and what I listen to on that podcast, where it's not fair. It's not fair that the BAA can do whatever the hell it wants to do on one of the more, I guess, big weeks, because you've worked your butt off, whether you're to get, whether you're 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 45-year-old, whatever, to put yourself in that position to qualify for Boston, right? And I've said multiple times on the Pro Project Podcast, of course, all things K-State, that, look, Boston is not on, look, it wasn't even high on my radar list to begin with anyways, but when you're in the middle of it, though, in the middle of this process, like, again, I'm a rookie this year, in the middle of this process, man, you feel like you're so close, but then it gets ripped, that taken away from you like a Super Bowl. So definitely still a little, still irritated not to be there. I'm like a percent of what the number was. It was 11. Look, you can almost, all right, so 20,000 made it in if you ran it the 5 minutes or faster. But listen to this number, Alex, right? 11,000 plus didn't get in. Over 11,000 other applicants did not make it. That's crazy. You might as well just put all of us into a B race or something like that. It's just insane. It's just very insane and pretty disappointing.
So there were 33,000. Was that how many applicants you said there initially were? Right,
33,000. Yeah, 33. So Boston made the announcement 33,000, but the exact number came out 33,058 applicants.
33,058, and over 11,000 couldn't. Only about 2/3 of those applicants actually are able to partake. About 1/3 can. That's a big chunk. Has there ever been? You may not know this, but has there ever been a chunk that big that has gotten rejected? Or reject is not the right word, but have gotten left out.
I got you. Oh, jeez. I think this was the biggest, I believe. I did some research going back a little bit, even going back to the 90s. There's a big number in there as well that I think there was 1996, 36,000 ran this race back in 96 there. Now, most of those people did finish it, but it was mind-boggling to me as well that a lot of people don't get to finish the Boston Marathon. So,
yeah,
Boston, it's one of a kind, man. It's a different beast.
It's a beast.
It's a different beast. Yeah. So, but.
And I got to ask you, because you mentioned this, and you mentioned that, well, you and I talked about this on a pod, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or something like that, that, you know, what's, you know, kind of discussing what's next for you in your running travels. And you mentioned the possibility of Boston, but you weren't sure if you wanted to do Boston, and you'd never done Boston. And I was like, Eddie, like, do it, do Boston. You know, go for it. And you mentioned, hey, you know, this was your first time doing it, kind of a rookie going through this process. I guess the first question is, do you plan on trying to run in it again in 2025? And second question is there anything maybe you learned from this process that you might use in the next process to potentially, you know, alleviate a hurdle like this? Or is there anything that you could look back and say, you know what, I should have done this differently, or you know what, if I approach that a little bit differently, maybe that will help make the process easier next time. Or maybe it will just make it, easier.
Well,
yeah, right. I took another word and I could not.
Well, I got you, Alex. I got you. Well, look, to put all those questions together, look, I've gone back and I beat myself up a little bit. I could have done this. Yes, I had those thoughts immediately when I saw that cutoff time. I could have done this differently. I go back to different points of that grandma's marathon race.
Yeah.
Different points, I went too early, got a little excited, did this, did that. So, yeah, there was that period where I beat myself up to do that. So, I guess to answer your question there, well, first off, to get into 2025, I gotta go through the qualifying process again.
Exactly.
Gotta reset. Yeah. You hear that word before multiple times. Gotta reset. Oh, yeah. And it begins in Tulsa. Pretty much, I gotta be a little faster, and I know I can be faster. There's no question about that. I feel like I'm getting faster, really, over the past couple of months. So, to kind of alleviate all these hurdles, I pretty much, as I've been saying all along, and listeners of this podcast know it, if you're new to the podcast, listening tonight, my lifetime goal, which is my A goal, not Boston, is going sub-3 in a marathon, which is fast, because you hear a lot of people, not amateurs, say sub-3 a lot because they want to run fast. Like, I mean, it's not elite, because elite runners run like Kipchoge, run almost sub-2, right? So between that and...
Which is not human.
No, it's not.
It's not human. Because
Kipchoge is the Kobe Bryant, the LeBron James of running. That guy, that dude is something special. And we're in the middle of watching some tremendous running. Obviously, again, I mentioned Kobe late. Shout out, rest in peace, Kobe, Michael Jordan. I can go on and on with that. So, but yeah, elites, they run about 2 hours to, at least for the male, 2:15. That's an example. For the women, elites, I probably say, I know I'm going off of guesses here as it's late, 2:10, 2:25, somewhere in there. I know I can put up an example here. Emma Bates, who ran a tremendous race at Boston, last Boston anyways, with a 2 hours and 24 seconds there, was the top American there. And oh, by the way, Chicago Marathon is going to go down this weekend as well. So shout out. I'll be cheering from the sidelines. My teammates, my friends, there are a lot of people that I know are going to be doing that race this weekend. That's this Saturday, Chicago Marathon, one of the world majors, along with Boston and New York, for those that don't know. So that's only half of the world majors. Now there's three others, Tokyo, Berlin, and London. Those are six world majors. So Chicago Marathon going down on Saturday. Shout out to my friends, my guys, gals, my friends that will be doing that race. And I'm sure they're going to do tremendous. So I'm looking forward to following that on Saturday. But yeah, qualify. And my main goal is to get still... to this point is to get that elusive sub-3. I feel like I'm close. As you said, as you told me on Facebook, it's only a matter of time, because it's been going down. I have been consistent, at least from a bad marathon a couple of years ago. It's been going back down the right direction from a 3:15 to 3:07 to a 3:05. Grandma's back in June to 3:02. So if everything lines itself up, hopefully Tulsa, it will go down and I can go out there and make a statement. That's what I'm looking to do. First off, make a statement, go down there, finally get it done, get this big old gorilla off my back. I'm at crossroads actually with my age. So, well, next year I'll be at crossroads. I'm going to be moving up an age group. So, which means if I was that particular, I'm trying not to give it away, but if I was at the particular age, I would have made it to this year's Boston Marathon, but I'm not at that age. So I have to deal with
the hard. Is it going to make it easier when you're at the next age group? It sounds like it might.
If I can create a gap, like if I run like I did at grandma's, but I'm looking to obviously run much better than that. But if I can run sub three and take care of all that, then I can take care of all these hurdles and put myself in, basically race my way into Boston 2025. So that's the goal. That's the motivation right now is really number one, go sub three still. And then everything else, I've said this to multiple friends. If I go sub three, everything else will take care of itself. So that is the goal going down to Oklahoma next month.
And, you know, just to kind of put a bow on it, and you touched on a lot of this, but is there anything else that is really kind of next for you in the running journey? I mean, again, you know, you mentioned Boston and going through the pre-qualifiers and, you know, if you know, beginning back, you know, down in Tulsa, have to go down to Tulsa again, then you'll have to, you know, do grandma's race again. Is there anything outside of that is next for you, an ultimate end goal for you, outside of running a sub three? Is there anything else like that, or is that pretty much where all of your focus is?
I won't have to kind of say what you said. I won't be going. I did grandma's one and done. That's a one and done. So I'm trying to at least get 10 different states, which is actually what I'm working on. Well, not for this round, because I missed out on Iowa this time around, because I thought I wasn't ready, but I was not ready, so I wanted a marathon a little bit later, so I'm going back to Oklahoma, which I've already did a marathon in Oklahoma with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon a couple years ago. So yeah, so that's my project after Tulsa. I'm going to start working on the Midwest region to get to 10 different states, 10 marathons, 10 different states. I'm actually, in general, Alex, I'm sitting at 8 marathons right now, complete. No DNFs. So this Tulsa will be number 9.
No DNFs. Wow,
8 for 8. No DNFs as of yet, if I'm not trying to jinx it. But,
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to speak too soon.
I don't want to speak too soon, but completed all 8 marathons. This will be number 9, coming up in Tulsa, and then my other goal was to get to 10 marathons. So that will get me one more step closer to get to the elusive double digits, which will come. I'll make the announcement a little later after Tulsa. I already got one already out there. I got to sign up to do that. And some people already know what that is that listen to this podcast. So I will release that information in December, so that's a cliffhanger for you guys, for those of you who are also K-State fans, like me and Alex. But yeah, so that's next. So I wanted to go back to Oklahoma to get redemption, because a couple years ago at OKC Memorial Marathon, I probably ran the worst race I can possibly ran down there. No energy, cold, wet, raining. I just didn't have it. That particularly, and that's the thing with marathon, the day of the marathon, because you can do all this training, right? And then on the day of the race, you can go one side or the other. You can race good. If everything goes to plan, you can race good, have good time, PR, or you can go the other way. You just don't know. But all you can do is prepare the best way you can and put your best foot forward. And that's what I'm going to be doing with this Tulsa thing here. Going back to the state of Oklahoma, trying to redeem myself and go down there. You already know, got a lot of motivation going down here, obviously. So I'm looking forward to it. As of next, well, I'm going to be racing on Sunday in Leavenworth, Kansas. And then I got one of my big halves coming up the week after that, Des Moines half. It also has a marathon. So I'll be doing a half. That was how I was talking about Iowa. I wasn't ready for that. So, and then I kind of backed out of it at the last minute, wanted to focus. And actually, Des Moines and Kansas City have this challenge called the I-35 Challenge, which I'm taking part of. So what that is, quickly is you can do, for example, for me, I'm doing the half in Des Moines in 2 weeks. And then KC on that Saturday, of course, back here in Manhattan, Kansas, TCU will be coming to town. KC, I'll be doing the half there. So you can do a marathon, half, or you can do two fulls, one to Des Moines. And they usually are back-to-back, but this year, for some reason, they're a week apart. So Dave Moyle will be on Sunday, September. Oh my goodness. Yep. I knew it. October 15th. I'm all over the place, folks. All over, like usual. October 15th, and then KC is the 21st. So they're a week apart. So it's manageable. I wanted to do it. Always wanted to do the I-35 challenge, and I'm finally going to get to do it. So this is the year that I'll be doing that. So that's what's up next for me. And then finish up Tulsa training, and November will be here soon enough, like basketball, and I'm going to get after it. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to Tulsa. I really am.
Well, you know, Eddie, it was Boston, obviously a bummer. No doubt about that. But, again, you know, I think that I definitely know many people think just a matter of time before you end up there in Boston. And, you know, it was a frustrating process, but golly, you know, it's that is the way it goes sometimes in some of this some of this stuff. And definitely excited for what the future holds for you in your running adventures and the I-35 challenge. Is something I could never do in 8 million years, but I'm glad that there are people like you that are out there that can, and I know that all of our listeners wish you the best in those adventures, and hitting that sub-3, being able to run in the Boston Marathon, and then being able to really expand the footprint of all the different states that you're able to run marathons in. And Eddie, you know, we're coming up on 30 minutes, and so we'll let you close it out. But again, I think the listeners really enjoyed hearing from you.
Appreciate that, Alex, for leading the discussion here tonight on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, a little bit of role reversal here tonight, going over. I told you guys that I was going to do reaction, whether I got in or not, and unfortunately, we didn't get in K-State Nation for 2024 Boston, but definitely, I do not want to feel this feeling again, for sure. Yeah, so this is going to stick with me for quite some time. Yes, folks, I didn't throw it away. I am keeping the rejection letter for additional motivation.
Hell yeah.
So that is that right there. So tomorrow night, we'll get this thing back on the K-State tracks with K-State basketball. Got a lot to talk about there. Oh, before we sign out, got one more other thing. Shout out to Manhattan Running Company and KC Running Company, my friend, like the running community, for the support, really, throughout this process. Couldn't have it any other better way. Unfortunately, it wasn't our time to get in this round, but hey, all I gotta do is I'm gonna be running two marathons before Boston does theirs. So I'm gonna have a couple cracks at it, but I want to get it done in Tulsa. That is the main goal. I want to get it done down there and carry this motivation down there. And boy, we're gonna have a lot of fire smoking mirrors down there. I'll tell you what, but yeah, absolutely. So definitely looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to the rest of this month of October. We got so much going on in October. Cannot wait to unfold. And it starts with this podcast as well. Alex will be back with me tomorrow night talking Jerome Tang, getting K-State Women's Basketball as well. Alex will do this again tomorrow. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go catch it again. The Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes. You know what it is, K-State Nation, Amazon. And we're on Podbean, a few more other podcast platforms as well. And make sure you spread the word about this podcast as well. We are looking forward to tomorrow night's episode. Until then, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats. Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast.